The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. May his peace and his joy be refreshment to your soul. Sorry you haven't heard from me for a couple days. We're doing some remodeling, changing things around, trying to get an office put together. And it's been extremely tiring. By the end of the day, I'm toast. But we're getting to the end of moving and setting things up, and we're beginning to see the light dawning. So I came to the Lord today. My prayer time with him has been so rich. It's been so sweet and rich. It's just like the sun shining on my soul. He's been so strongly present and so encouraging. I spent time in heaven with him, and special place that he takes me, where very favorite people that I know up there kind of gather around and comfort me and counsel me. And it's just a wonderful time of friendship. And those are friends in heaven that we'll always have on this earth. Friends come and go, but in heaven, friends are forever. So it's been very beautiful and very supernatural. And just an update on Ezekiel, he's been working with music, and he's been having some extraordinary experiences in heaven with the Father talking to him. And pretty soon, I hope, I'm going to be able to start recording some of their conversations. It's been a beautiful time for him. And this is one thing the Lord really wanted to bring home in today's message, that these times of warfare and these times of suffering are very taxing and draining. And he wants us to come to him after battle and recover ourselves in his presence with his grace and his glory. So I'll go ahead and go right into the message. Jesus began, "Tell them I love them and long for their company. My people, you have been so faithful to pray and carry the world in your hearts. I dwell there too, and together we make a formidable prayer presence. So many threats, so many ugly words, so many contrived events. None of these can stop me from executing my will if you continue to pray in this way. I've told you I would bring your country out of its downfall using your prayers to prop it back up. Your caring, your heartbreak, your disgust with the enemy's success in diminishing and destroying this nation. The only thing that hinders me is your momentary unbelief that your personal prayers don't really matter. Nothing could be further from the truth. Every prayer matters. Every broken heart crying out for America releases a payload of graces. Each of your prayers, which you cannot see the effect of when combined with others, is a formidable force against the march of this end times kingdom spoken of by Daniel. But prayer, the kind of prayer that you've been accustomed to offering, travailing prayer, fasting prayer, is exhausting, and you must come and rest in my arms to regain the strength you expended. Not only must you recuperate, but I love and miss you. I miss your tender glances and the sweet little things you say to bring me much comfort. I love you, Lord. I never get tired of hearing that, my daughter. Yes, I'm speaking directly to you. I do not tire of those words, Claire. Though you have many distractions and faults, your heartfelt cry to me carries much healing for my grieving soul, when others are not around or are too busy to care, when others don't understand how much I long to hear those words from them as well. You're getting through the stages that were inevitable in preparing for new helpers, and I fully understand and appreciate how taxing that is. Do not think I'm expecting you to be superwoman. Just be faithful in the little things, and you will continue to bring me great happiness. My people, I am pouring out the grace of longing on souls. Are you longing for me, aching for me? It is because I am pouring out this grace now around the world. Now is the season to go deeper, to swim to new depths with me, fly to new heights with me. Now is the time when I am fortifying your love and longing for me. In this season, dear ones, correspond. As I call deep unto deep, answer deep unto deep. Yes, you will have to make a few adjustments in your schedules, but it will be well worthwhile. I intend to strengthen you in love for me and give you the grace of longevity so that you will not lose what you have gained in this precious season of grace. As you long more and more for me, I fill you with more and more until you're bursting at the seams. During this time, as you dedicate your sorrows and sufferings to the reconstitution of this nation, I am filling you in preparation for the great outpouring that is soon to come as the fetters are removed from religious freedom, growth and expressions of love of God, country, and love of brother will begin manifesting. I have said before, when your nation was asleep and the enemy had almost taken from you all hope of recovery, that revival would not happen again in your country until after the rapture. But because you have hearkened to me, humbled yourselves and prayed for your nation, and turned from materialistic values to spiritual values and righteousness, there is now no limit to what can burst forth as I continue to empower you. Remember, everything hinges on intimacy. That is one reason this channel is so persecuted by the enemy. He knows that if you fall in love with me, truly fall in love, you will blossom as never before in your lives and bring forth copious fruits for salvation. Love will overcome legalism. New life will put forth new shoots where the ground had been previously charred and desolate. With the overturning of this ruling class agenda, you have literally risen from the dead, America. No one believed it could be done, but we are doing it. America will rise from the dead, and those who lost their vision for what this country could become, and those who joined hands with the ruling elite, those who thought their agenda was what the free world needed, they too have become disenfranchised as your president-elect exposes layer after layer after layer of corruption and destruction by this evil force. Many of them have turned their backs and taken up this new life-giving direction. They see more clearly than ever how very filthy and destructive those agendas were. They have even gone back and spoken out against the direction the elite are crafting. Yet this nefarious force is far from being eradicated. It still carries a tremendous arsenal of deadly germs and weapons that were to be used on the people of this nation. It is a delicate balance to keep this force in check, but that is exactly what your prayers are doing. As you step forward, America, and take back your land, I step forward and institute the demise of those who've been prepared to destroy you. You do not fight alone. I am behind the scenes arranging repercussions that make it impossible for things to move forward. Just as Jonathan and his armor-bearer routed the entire Philistine garrison by his bravery and reliance on me, so shall my end times warriors see the might of my arm raised against the enemy. And I just wanted to say that in the story, it's chronicled in 1 Samuel 14, Jonathan went up against the Philistine guards with only his armor bearer, and after having killed 20 men and caused a stir, the Lord came up with him by shaking the earth, and the entire army fell into confusion and flight. Here's a snippet from that scripture. Then Jonathan climbed up on his hands and feet with his armor-bearer behind him, and they fell before Jonathan and his armor-bearer put some to death after him. That first slaughter with Jonathan and his armor-bearer made was about 20 men within about half a furrow of an acre of land. And there was a trembling in the camp. in the field and among all the people. Even the garrison and the raiders trembled, and the earth quaked, so that it became a great trembling. Now Saul's watchmen looked, and behold, the multitude melted away, and they went here and there. That's 1 Samuel 14. The Lord continues, "There is no limit to what I can do when my people have faith. No limit whatsoever. And so I commission you to continue to pray, but take your rest as well with me. Come and rest your head upon my shoulder and allow me to fill you to overflowing for the battle still ahead. My dearest ones, understand that my longing for your glance, your attention, and your words of love cannot be underestimated. The power of praise and worship for gathering up strength and inspiration cannot be underestimated. Praise is the most powerful force a soul can raise, for I truly inhabit the praises of my people. When you come into my arms, praise just naturally flows out from your hearts, and you and I dwell in the midst of these praises in sweet recollection. There it is that wellsprings begin to rise up from within you and fill the empty places to overflowing. So in the heat of battle and the intensity of prayer, remember always to seek me in the stillness and the sweet joys of being together with me so that I can refill you and prepare you for the next leg of your journey, and so that I can enjoy the presence of my sweet bride in my arms. You mean so much to me, dear ones. Your prayers are powerful, and your presence heals the wounds of those who've forgotten me and forgotten to thank me. Do not neglect to spend this time with me. I wait for you." Well, my dear heart dwellers, I have to tell you, the painting of Jesus, Joy Comes in the Morning, is the title of it, has brought us all so much consolation. And we found a wonderful photographer who captured the painting exactly as it is in the real. And so I'm going to be publishing his telephone number. He's here in Taos, and he will do prints for you, as many as you want. There's no charge for the image. Just for the prints that you order. I'm not putting any kind of charge on it. It's totally free. But if you order prints from him, I can promise you they'll be perfect. They'll be just beautiful. And he also does canvas-mounted pictures on a frame, on a stretcher bar, if you want that. But I wouldn't suggest that for anything under an 11 by 17, because that texture of the canvas can be a little distracting. But for smaller prints. And then we will have on our site, we will have the original document, which is quite large, a TIFF, and I think it's like, 3,000 pixels wide. Anyway, we'll have that on the website. You can download that and print it yourself or take it anywhere to be printed. But I have to tell you, there's such an anointing in that picture. Every time we get anywhere near it, our heart just melts. So that'll be available for you. And just wanted to let you know that. And we've been using the Rhema book in prayer time. Ezekiel and I have been using the Rhema book. And wow, it's amazing. It's like a scalpel. It's my new scalpel. But it also brings healing and joy. It's just amazing how Holy Spirit picks out the message that the Lord gave that just speaks directly to my situation. I walk out of prayer time not having any questions, knowing exactly what the Lord is saying to me in my heart and what adjustments I need to make in my walk or how I need to relax in His presence. It's a wonderful book. And we can't afford to have it printed up and sent out. It's just too much work for us, so it's just easier for you to get it on Amazon. But it's free as a download on our website. So if you do get a free download, you can go up and down the side of the PDF with your cursor and just click randomly, and Holy Spirit will pick out a scripture for you or pick out a reading for you from the book, doing it that way, just as he manages to do it with our fingers. So the Lord bless you all, Heart Dwellers. Thank you for taking care of us and helping us. The Lord's given us a new mandate to look for people who are cold and freezing, and we've been following up on that and getting wood and electric bills taken care of and medicine taken care of. So anything we don't use for operating expenses here goes to the poor. And right now in the winter time, there's a lot of hardship, really a lot of hardship. We've already gotten something like 15 cords of wood for the poor here in town. So that's where anything extra that you send to us goes, just so you know. And hopefully we'll have some things published of pictures in our mission section on the website. The Lord bless you all. Thank you so much. Don't forget, he's waiting for you to come to him and spend that quality time.